Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in once again to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I'm your host, Francine Humphrey, and as always, it's my pleasure and my delight to be with you. If this is your first time joining Issues Concerning Women, we want to welcome you to our show, and thank you so very much for spending the next 30 minutes with us. If you are a longtime listener and a follower of Issues Concerning Women, we want to thank you as well. We could not do this show week after week without your support, without your questions, without your comments. We're looking forward to a fabulous show tonight. I have a special guest with me tonight. His name is Dr. Hayward Derrick Horton, and he hails out of Albany, New York. Dr. Horton also has his own radio show, which is called Entrepreneurship Revolution. So without further ado, we're going to bring Dr. Horton on the line with us tonight. Dr. Horton, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you doing, Francine?
I am fantastic. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well, and I'm excited to be on your show.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure to speak with Dr. Horton. He has been on my show several times. I'm sure he'll be on there several more and many, many more times. He is a great orator. Love to hear him speak on different topics. And tonight, I want you to get your pencils and paper ready because we're going to be talking about leadership, and Dr. Horton is surely going to give you some great pointers. The song that we were listening to was called Day by Day, and it's by Najee. And that song is how we should all live our lives, day by day. So, Dr. Horton, I want you to tell the listening audience a little bit about your new show and just do your intro. Tell us about Entrepreneurship Revolution.
Well, thank you, Francine. I certainly am glad to do so. And it's certainly, again, it's a blessing to be on the show and to be to have a chance to speak with your listeners. Entrepreneurship Revolution is an exciting show, and it focuses on the whole idea that innovation and creativity can be a part of any human endeavor. So in any type of situation, a person can be an entrepreneur, whether you own a little shopping cart and you're trying to sell sandwiches, or whether you have a major corporation. You could be a preacher in a church or a technician in a company. If you apply innovation and creativity to what you're doing, then you, my friend, are an entrepreneur. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make people to recognize as well as to honor, hold the entrepreneurial spirit.
Fantastic. I am thrilled to have Dr. Horton with us tonight. So get ready because we're going to be talking about some fantastic things tonight. We want you to, if you can, tweet a friend and tell them that we're on, or do your Facebook, your social media, what you do, and let them know that Dr. Hayward Horton is on Issues Concerning Women tonight. For those of you who are not familiar with Issues Concerning Women, just a quick overview. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals. We also assist them in financing, housing, and life skills. We have the entrepreneurship spirit where we are always looking to share knowledge with you and to help you move your life forward. We want to help you live your best life. So, Dr. Horton, let's talk about leadership.
Okay.
There's a fundamental problem with attempting to define what leadership is. One leader is another person's follower. And while one leader may possess the right qualities for leadership, another may use them better. So despite this, we look at the qualities of the leader and determine which are the most essential and which are only secondary. So let's talk about what leadership really is.
Basically, we talk about leadership. We're talking about someone who has the ability to help move an idea or a group or some type of project forward. And so leadership is not just about thinking about something or an idea. Leadership is about getting it done. And so we can have a lot of people sitting around the table talking about how are we going to solve this problem or the other. The leader is the person that says, all right, follow me. This is where we're going. And so a leadership certainly always seems to have an element of activism. It's not a person who passively waits for something to happen. A leader makes things happen.
Wow, that is profound and a very good definition of what a leader is. When we look at leaders of today, can you think of one person that would be a great example of what you just described?
To be honest, I certainly have to point to our president, President Barack Obama. When you think about it, he started off a few years ago a junior senator from Illinois. And the typical political wisdom is a young person coming into Congress or coming into the Senate, they're going to wait their turn, they're going to sit back and perhaps have a few terms, build up political capital, and then step out possibly to be president. That's not what President Obama did. He saw an opportunity, and most importantly, he saw a need for someone to take this country in a certain direction. And he also believed enough in himself that he was the person to do it. As young as he was probably one of the youngest, if not the youngest, persons in the Senate. He certainly had only been in the Senate one term.
Mm-hmm.
And he stepped up to the plate. And even though his primary opponent had been someone with decades of political experience, he saw something. And he was able to demonstrate not only to America but to the world that he was the right person to take this country towards the 21st century. And people believed him. And he won the election, and he also won it twice. So I can think of no better example of a leader than President Barack Obama.
Fantastic. I know that when I look at President Obama, I see something in him that is very inspirational. And I know that sometimes is what we look for in a leader, that charisma. Charisma is something that can be defined and even seen. However, when someone comes into contact with an individual who has charisma like that, they immediately want to respond to it. Do you feel that way? Because I know that, and I know a little bit about Dr. Horton's background. How I first met him, let me just jump in here and tell this story real quick, and then we're going to get back on this topic. I had the pleasure of watching Dr. Horton on C-SPAN talk about this very man that we were just talking about, the President of the United States. And I was so taken by his presence and by the way that he spoke that I was so excited when I had the opportunity to actually speak to him in person. Even though he's a professor, he had a sense of humor. I enjoyed Dr. Horton immensely. And also he had that charisma that drew me to him. So now that I put my little two-cent worth in there, do you see that in the president? Do you see what I'm talking about, that charisma that draws people to him?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. President Obama just oozes charisma. And and charisma is not just about being physically attractive, although certainly that helps. The charisma that President Obama has is that his presence, his words, his actions gives others the inspiration to follow him. You know, a leader inspires, and without question, if there's one thing that I have talked to people time and time again about when he won the election, and in some cases when he won the Democratic nomination, the fact that here is a man who was able to do what no other black man was able to do, it really brought tears to their eyes. I have to confess, it brought tears to my eyes. I never dreamed that in my lifetime I would live to see a black man elected to be president of the United States. And that was so awe-inspiring. And I knew now that kids of all ages and for generations, all across the board, black, Asian, Latino, whomever, girls and boys will see, well, now there's no barrier for me. I can do anything that I set my mind to. That was that charisma that he has that helped to get him to the office also extended to the very fact of just how inspirational not only that he was, but that he continues to be.
Fantastic. And I just want to add one more thing, and from my research and when I'm studying and I'm looking at leaders, I find that every great leader in history, the good, the bad, or the ugly, have had charisma in some degree. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. And you can certainly look at leaders throughout history. I mean, President Kennedy was a great leader, and he had charisma. Someone obviously, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. There are very few people in our lifetime who have had the charisma of Dr. King. But even when you go back through history, and you look at the great kings and queens of Africa, and you look at the great leaders in Asia, and like Genghis Khan, and even some of the great leaders in Europe like Napoleon, they've all had the ability to inspire others to follow them, to say where we're going. This is how we got to get there, and I am the person to lead you. Follow me.
Fantastic. I am just excited about our topic tonight. So if you're just tuning in, this is Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. Tonight, my special guest is Dr. Haywood Derry Horton of Albany, New York. He is here. He's talking about the topic of leadership, giving us some profound information. And I hope that you have your pencil and paper, and I hope you're writing this down, because what we're talking about tonight is going to be something that you can reference back to later. Anytime that you have someone like Dr. Horton giving you information and he's not charging you for it, you need to be writing it down, okay? This young man travels all across the world giving speeches and being asked to give presentations, and I am just thrilled that, Dr. Horton, that you're on my show tonight. So we're going to take a one-minute break, and then we'll be right back with Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. Back with Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. Tonight, my special guest is Dr. Heywood Horton. And Dr. Horton, we're going to just jump right back into our conversation because you know 30 minutes goes really, really fast. Can you give us some other qualities? Yes. Can you give us some other qualities of great leaders?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you ask that because in a real sense, there are two types of leaders, okay? Now, we've been talking about the charismatic leader, the leader who inspires others to action, okay? Now, there also is another type of leader that is equally as important. Sometimes some leaders have both of these characteristics together, but oftentimes they don't. And so a lot of times you have to pair the charismatic leader with the other type of leader that we call an instrumental leader. Instrumental leader usually is the person who has the type of experience and know-how to get certain things done and, of course, the willingness to do them. And so that's a little different from the charismatic leader. So you can have all the charisma in the world and say, follow me. But if you don't know the path or you don't know how to get there, you could eventually follow people down the wrong path. And so so oftentimes you have to pair that charismatic leader with an instrumental leader, a person who has the experience or the technical know-how along with the willingness to act to get a certain type of job done. And the instrumental leader oftentimes doesn't get the same type of attention as the charismatic leader does. But make no mistake, the instrumental leader is just as important as the charismatic leader. Mm-hmm. And so we've seen in many cases where you can have a preacher who can get up there on Sunday and make the folks moan and make the folks scream and make the folks say hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
But if after Sunday is over with, if he does not or she has the right type of skills to make sure that all the important functions of the church are getting done, then that church might not necessarily advance as well. I think it could very well actually not succeed because that charismatic leader didn't have that other set of skills of the instrumental leader. Now, oftentimes, you've heard so many times that people say behind every great man is a great woman.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And so we can, in modern times, we can say behind every great leader is an important, significant other.
Mm-hmm.
Well, oftentimes what you have is you have a charismatic leader who's up front, and then you have the instrumental leader in the background making sure things get done.
Oh, that is great information.
Mm-hmm. And see, a lot of times, we let's get back to President Obama. I think President Obama is both a charismatic leader and an instrumental leader. However, I do strongly believe that the true instrumental leader is his wife, Michelle. You know, she's not just bringing him coffee and
That's
holding
right.
his hands and rubbing his shoulders after all the cameras are gone. You know, Michelle is indispensable to President Obama's success because she is a leader in her own right. She's quiet and making sure that things get done. And so that instrumental leader, that's something that a lot of people don't think about. They always think about the person's up front rallying the troops. But unless that instrumental leader is backed up by, unless that charismatic leader is backed up by an instrumental leader, then oftentimes that leader will not be as successful as he or she could be. And sometimes that leader just might fail because they're not backed up by an instrumental leader. And let me say another thing, and that is a lot of charismatic leaders also are instrumental leaders. But when you're talking about big jobs, a big goal, it's very difficult for one leader to play both roles. And that's why it's almost always the case that a charismatic leader has an instrumental leader backing him or her up.
Wow.
And so that is something that I want your listeners to really have an understanding of. And that is the primary reason why no one, absolutely no one, is successful by themselves. They always have some help. And usually that help tends to be that instrumental leader, assuming that they are a charismatic leader.
Dr. Horton, that is a great assessment of leadership. And I am just sitting here taking my notes because I want to add this to my list because I had my own little list going, you know, but that is awesome. And when you talk about Michelle Obama, First Lady Michelle Obama, and you're talking about, and I'm feeling like this quiet storm, you know, she's there, she's standing behind President Obama, she's doing what she needs to do, but she's also making waves when she needs to make them. She's pushing when she needs to push. She's being quiet when she needs to be quiet. So that is just awesome. And, you know, of course, this is Issues Concerning Women, so I am just loving this analogy, you know, of the instrumental leader and the experience that they must have. So this is just great. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, you have missed a phenomenal show, but I'm going to tell you, you can go back and listen to it in the archives. If you have any questions, you can call in right now at 1-347-826-7543 if you're listening to us live and you're on the Internet. Or if you want to contact me after the show, you can do so at 757-567-6734, or my email address is icwdirector@gmail.com. Dr. Horton, we have about 5 minutes and 52 seconds left. This has been a great conversation on leadership, and we know we can't do it all in 30 minutes, but can you sum it up for us in about 2 minutes, and then I want you to tell us a little bit more about your radio show before we go off the air tonight.
Sure. Basically, when we're talking about leadership, and leadership is something that's so sorely needed, not only in our communities, not only at the state level, we're talking about at the national level. And most of the times when things don't tend to get done, it's because people aren't really stepping up and being true leaders. A leader is the person who oftentimes has that charisma and steps up and says, listen, this is what has to be done, and I'm the person, particular goal. Now, but that being said, we also want to take note of that instrumental leader, the person with the technical know-how and the willingness to get things done, who often is the support of the charismatic leader. And without the instrumental leader, oftentimes that charismatic leader will not be successful. And so I just want your readers to know, your listeners to know, that whenever they're in a leadership position, it is important for them to understand that if they may very well be the person up front, but they need to have, make sure they have the proper support. And you can't have a weak person supporting you. Don't be afraid to have another leader, somebody who is just as good as you are, but with different types of skills, because that's how you're going to make it. An instrumental leader supports that charismatic leader.
Fantastic. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to we got about 3 more minutes left, and we want Dr. Horton to tell us what his show is coming on, a little bit more about the show, and what we can expect in the coming weeks.
My show, Entrepreneurship Revolution, is a show about people who are innovators. It is about people who think outside of the box, and it's about people who are trying to lead in the 21st century. One of the things we're talking about, we're going to be talking about people who are behind this nanotech revolution that's totally changing our world, all this technology. But we're also going to be talking to somebody who has a little sandwich shop and trying to get started to realize his or her dream. Because entrepreneurship means creativity and innovation in any human endeavor. We need more entrepreneurship. We're hoping to spread the seeds of entrepreneurship throughout this nation so we can be a better nation.
Fantastic. Well, Dr. Horton, I am looking forward to your show, and I just have to share that I was Dr. Horton's first guest on the Entrepreneurship Revolution. So you need to go to www.blogtalkradio.com/entrepreneurship revolution and check us out for his first show. When is your show coming on again, Dr. Horton?
My show will be coming on again this Saturday at 9 o'clock. We're going to have some exciting guests. And let me tell you something. You need to be there.
Yes. And the show was fantastic. His first show was fantastic. We got the opportunity for me to be interviewed, which is a great plus for me, because I'm usually the interviewer. So I had a fantastic time with Dr. Horton. Dr. Horton, please let anybody who's listening that wants to get in touch with you, please give them your email address and how they can contact you and learn more about your show.
Yes. You can contact me by email at adac_inc@yahoo.com. Or you can also contact me by phone. That's area code 518-210-4212. And let me tell you something. I look forward to talking to folks. And, of course, you can always on the web at entrepreneurshiprevolution.com. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you, we're excited, and I'm so happy for Ms. Francine Humphrey, who is clearly one of the greatest leaders, not only in her community, but the coming leaders in this country. And I think we're blessed to have her here.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Horton. I really appreciate that. I am so humble, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Dr. Horton takes time out of his busy schedule to come and sit with me, and I really, really appreciate it. So, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. We have 25 seconds left. If you would like more information on how you can contact Dr. Derek Haywood Horton, please call me at 757-567-6734. Email me, icwdirector@gmail.com, or go to my website, at www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. Our quote for tonight is, and I shared this with Dr. Horton on yesterday, there are no limitations to the mind except those we acknowledge. Have a fantastic night. We will be back next Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Dr. Horton, thank you for coming on the show tonight. I applaud you. Great show, sir. Thank you, sir. And I will be in touch. God bless you all, and I'll see you next Thursday. Good night.
Good night.